In the life of a kid, school is everything. It's where you meet your friends. It's where you encounter the teachers who will either inspire or discourage you. The location of your school probably determines what time you wake up and whether you walk, ride the bus, or hop in the car. But the kid whose life is so profoundly affected by this place, this school, usually that kid doesn't think much about how things might be different at some other school. But the parents do think about that. A lot. So how do parents in Kansas City make the decision that affects so much in their children's lives? Where to send their kids to school? And does everyone see it as a choice? Join the conversation on Central Standard after this news. At around 3 in the afternoon, elementary school students in Brookside head home for the day. All day long, parents have entrusted the education and safety of their children to teachers. That's a big deal. The decision of where to send your kids to school weighs heavily on the minds of parents, and even people who hope to become parents in Kansas City. But does everyone even see this as a choice? I'm Gina Kaufman, and on today's Central Standard, we're looking at educational options for families here in Kansas City, and how those options influence where people live. We'll kick off that conversation with some of your thoughts on the matter. Why don't you talk to me? Why don't you talk to me? Allison Rollitz, our social media producer at KCUR, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, Gina.
So what did we ask people this week?
Well, this week we asked, how did you decide where to send your kids to school in Kansas City?
And this is such a big issue for so many people. How did people respond? What were some of the factors they wanted to address?
Gina, as you kind of look through a lot of these factors, I think you might be able to pick kind of any city in the country, and parents might give similar reasons. For example, special needs was a big factor. We had a parent who had a child with dyslexia, so she really looked into schools that would have programs that would help that. Wanting diversity at the school was another common theme. Sarah Copeland said that she tweeted us she wanted involved parents, good scores, and a diverse population, and that's why she sent her child to a Montessori school in Kansas City, Missouri. The ability to have dual language programs was a big theme. Academics was actually only cited by one person, and I guess you would think it would be at the top of the list. Maybe it was just a given or a known. But we also have a Tell KC source network that people can join online. And Beth Olson from Kansas City, Missouri, she sends her child to a charter school. And I'm going to read a little bit from the message she sent us. She said, "My daughter attended Olathe Public Schools for elementary and did very well, but would get bored at times, which would cause her focus to slip. I knew she needed a school that would continue to challenge her." And she ended up picking a charter school in Kansas City, Missouri.
So then implicitly kind of moved to Missouri for the schools.
Yes. And another big factor didn't really have anything to do with, you know, math or reading programs, but staying in the community was another theme. Like we heard from multiple parents that, you know, they grew up going to a school and it was really important for them, for their child to go to that school. For instance, Susan Stocking on Facebook, she said, "It was important to me to stay in my community. And growing up, I attended a Kansas City public neighborhood school. And I'm grateful that my son has the opportunity to walk to a great school in his neighborhood." So the notion of walking also came up as well.
So going to the school that your residence kind of assigns you.
Sure. Yes. And just the idea of, this is the school that I went to, so yeah, I want my children to go to, or I don't want to leave my community, so I want to keep my children here.
That's cool.
And Gina, we had a caller who talked about the social and moral enrichment at private schools versus public schools.
We send our children to St. Paul's Episcopal Day School primarily because they get that social and moral enrichment piece. Yes, it's a Christian piece, but really it's light on Christianity and heavy on social, ethical, and moral enrichment. And we feel that in the Shawnee Mission Public Schools, their hands are a bit tied in that they really can't address any issues that even border on Christianity.
The thing that you hear all the time in Kansas City is that this common perception that you have to move to Johnson County or to Kansas anyway, once you have kids, that's just the accepted
that that's an accepted kind of wisdom for some people.
I would say that definitely played out in the feedback, Gina. You know, just like I said, we had a lot of people that it was really important to them to stay in whatever community they were. And actually, in many cases, people didn't even say what community that was. On the flip side, we had a lot of people that say they moved for schools. That Beth Olson that I just read, she was the only person that said she moved or sent her child from a Johnson County school to a Missouri school. Everyone else that kind of chimed back, tweeted or Facebooked us, said that they moved to have a child and to send them to Johnson County schools. For instance, I'm going to read something from Cynthia, who wrote us a message on Facebook. Cynthia says, "When we found we were expecting a surprise third child and we were about to outgrow our Kansas City, Missouri house, we reluctantly began looking at Johnson County schools. They ended up finding something in Blue Valley." But she says if she could do it, if that were to happen to her today, she thinks she would stay in a suburban Missouri school district just because she's concerned with a lot of the kind of political instability with education in Kansas right now.
How else did geography affect this?
We had someone tweet us that talked about how when they went to buy a house, they went and picked the elementary school that they wanted. And that was their number one factor in where they ended up living. It was all based on the elementary school.
So the decision is sometimes where to live, because then by extension, that's where your kids go to
school.
Yeah,
like a lot of people seem to be kind of like once they hit the childbearing age, they kind of based everything off of their future lives on where their kids would go. For instance, Adrienne, she tweeted us, she moved from Johnson County to Kansas City before marriage and then moved back to JoCo when she bought a house because of the public schools. And like those are really just representative of so many of the comments we received.
So this idea that you pick a school and that this is a choice, did anyone object to that? That can be kind of a controversial idea.
We did receive an anonymous caller who actually criticized a little bit for this question.
I can't say I know your listener demographics, but I think it's an unfair assumption to presume that everybody has an option as to where they would send their kids to school. I think the majority of people send their kids to school where they can send them to school, whatever public school that they are in the district for, and don't really see a private school or any kind of religious institution as an option. Thank you very much. Bye.
It's interesting that he sees the options, that people who have options are people who have the luxury of sending their kids to a private school or a religious institution. Things like charter schools don't cross his mind as maybe choices necessarily.
Yeah, I think just the main point he's driving home is that many people don't have the option. You just kind of have to send your kid to school wherever the school district sends them. And the notion that you have a choice is really a luxury for people with more money.
Well, Allison Rollitz, social media producer at KCUR, people are going to continue today's conversation with the rest of the show. It's been so fun talking with you today.
Thank you so much, Gina. And people can continue to tweet us all day with the TellKCUR hashtag.
Back in the live studio, we want to hear from you. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us how you have either picked a school for your kids or made decisions about where to live based on the public school options in that area. 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman here with KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. Hi, Sam. Thanks for being here.
Gina, my pleasure.
We have another guest who I'm eager to introduce, but before we go any further, let's clear up some basics, some terminology, if you will. One of the really confusing things when we talk about Kansas City, Missouri schools is what counts as a public school. We've got district schools and we've got charter schools. Both are public, right?
They are both public. Charter schools are public schools. They receive the same basic state aid that any school in Missouri. They just have a different governing structure than the Kansas City School District or the Lee Summit School District or the Center School District or any of those.
Is this something that exists in other cities and other states, or is this a bizarre Kansas City thing?
It's not at all a bizarre Kansas City thing. There are charter schools in almost every state. The charter school movement actually started in Minnesota. There are vastly different rules for charter schools depending on what state you go to. In some states, they're growing. In Kansas, there's actually fewer charter schools now than there were 5 years ago. So saying something is a charter school basically says It has a different mission. It is a public school, but then the rules surrounding that, how they operate, who the governing board is, can vary widely from state to state.
So how does the whole charter school thing work for families? Explain, first of all, the lottery system.
Well, in some states, because charter schools could have some specialty, they may, whether it's in academics, whether it's in helping a certain category of student, that there may be limited slots in that charter school. So in some places, there's a lottery for those. There's a lottery for some magnet schools, for example. Magnet schools are big in the Philadelphia school district. I lived in Philadelphia for a long time. And to get into some of those finer magnet schools, girls' high school, central middle school, you not only have to test, but there is a long list to get in there. So if there's a lottery, it's because there are limited slots to get into whatever that specialty school is, whether it's a magnet school or a charter school.
So you've brought up magnet schools. What are those? Why don't we hear as much about them in Kansas City as we used to?
Well, right after the desegregation case, there was a number of magnet schools. Southwest became a magnet school for a while, Southwest High School. And for some reason, they didn't catch on all that well here. In some bigger city school districts that are much more urban than Kansas City, magnet schools are really the place where they want to be. Girls High, for example, I mentioned that in Philadelphia, that is just like going to college. It is a coveted slot if you can get into that. And that is an oasis in a very troubled school district. Magnet schools here just didn't seem to catch on. I'm not really sure why.
Another, what about parochial school? That's another term we hear.
It could be, usually the parochial school is the biggest parochial school run by the archdiocese. But there are certainly Jewish parochial schools, Lutheran parochial schools, Episcopalian parochial schools. Sometimes it can be very expensive to go to those schools. Sometimes there's oftentimes scholarships available. But generally, I think when we think parochial schools, we think of whatever the Catholic, whatever the diocesan school situation. Situation is.
In Kansas, are all public schools also district schools, or are there many kinds of public schools in Kansas too?
There are some charter schools in Kansas, but there are very few. Most schools are part of some public school district, whether it's a massive public school district like Blue Valley or Olathe, or some very tiny school districts, which you find out in western Kansas or in northwestern Kansas. Those, of course, became a contentious issue in the gubernatorial election, where there was some discussion about whether these tiny districts, which may only have a few hundred students, should consolidate to try to save on some administrative costs.
The big issues on each side of the state line, or so it seems to me, are as follows. We've got accreditation issues in Kansas City, Missouri, and state budget and public education funding issues in Kansas. Could you lay those out for us on a very basic level?
Yeah, well, there's funding issues on both sides of the state line. Accreditation is an issue in Kansas City. Also some accreditation problems in Hickman Mills, although both districts seem to be working through those. The bigger accreditation problems are, of course, in the St. Louis area, where schools' accreditation have been pulled, and now there's a new administrative function to manage those school districts. But understand that there is that the Missouri legislature, the Missouri General Assembly, has not fully funded public schools in Missouri for some time. The budget problems in Kansas, vastly more complicated and vastly worse. They're looking at a $279 million immediate budget gap that the legislature and the governor are going to have to address when the legislature comes back in January. There's already concerns that money will be withheld from public schools and concerns that even money may be taken from public school districts to help fill that budget gap. So there's always funding problems in public schools. in Kansas, it's complicated not only by the budget deficit problem, but by looming court cases, which still have to be settled, which could force the legislature to pour tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, more into K-12 education.
So are people concerned that all the love that they currently have for the Kansas schools is sort of jeopardized down the road?
I have to say, you know, that I think that this is a much trickier problem when you get outside of Johnson County. The fact is Shawnee Mission, Olathe, Blue Valley, Gardner, Edgerton even, have a pretty stable funding base. They can raise a lot of money with their local property tax, which is not the case in a lot of other school districts. So as you get into rural parts of Kansas, Wichita, you know, a big urban district, Kansas City, Kansas, a big urban district, they don't have that local funding option. They can't raise as much money with their local property tax. So is there concern among suburban Johnson County school districts? Of course. Can they weather this budget problem better than most other districts in the state? Yes, they can.
Back to this accreditation issue in Kansas City, Missouri, we talked to some parents around town in recent days, and one of the parents who sends kids to a charter school, a lot of her decision was based on this very accreditation issue. We're going to hear about that in a second.
My name is Stephanie Campbell. My kids go to Lee A. Tolbert Charter School, and it's on 34th and Paseo. I was watching the news and I saw how there was an uproar in the Kansas City, Missouri school district. So I decided to go to the different charter schools and check out some of the classrooms, check out some of the, you know, the cafeteria, just like everything. And I just chose this school because this seemed like the best school for my kids. I like the curriculum. I like the student-teacher ratio. I like how the dealing with the teachers, they don't just only call you when something is wrong with your kids or something that the kids did bad. They also call you for the good things that your kids are doing. Overall, it's just a pretty good school.
So, Sam, is that the kind of thing that you're used to hearing about why people choose charter schools?
Yeah, absolutely. They generally are a little bit smaller. There's generally a little bit better teacher-to-student ratio. There's a little bit less bureaucracy involved, so that you get far more involved, not just with the teacher, but with the principal and with the rest of the administration. And I think for some students that this is particularly helpful. Now, there are a limited number of slots in charter schools in Kansas City. Sometimes transportation can be an issue. So, you know, I think the woman we just interviewed, her charter school is on 31st or 31st in the Paseo. If she lives somewhere in South Kansas City, the transportation could be an issue. But generally, I think people feel a little bit closer to that charter school than they may to a different public school.
Sam, in addition to being an education reporter, you're a father. How and where and when did you make your decisions about schools?
You know, my son and I were in various locations. We were in Philadelphia when he started school. At that time, we were living in Philadelphia, but when he got to be school age, we moved out to the suburbs simply because the Philadelphia public school system was broken beyond anything that you would recognize, even dealing with the Kansas City School District. We moved to Minnesota, lived there. The interesting thing about Minnesota public schools is that they are open to anybody. So anybody, if there is a slot open, you can send your child to any, wherever you live. We lived in Minneapolis. I could have sent Casey anywhere. And when I moved here, I was a product of the Shawnee Mission District. So you know what? I moved back to Shawnee Mission.
Central Standard's going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll bring in someone from Show Me KC Schools, an organization that helps families committed to living in Kansas City, Missouri, navigate the options in the city. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR and KCUR.org. President Obama will address the nation tonight at 7. He'll unveil his executive actions on immigration. NPR will provide live anchored coverage beginning at 7 on KCUR.
And we're back. I'm Gina Kaufman. You're listening to Central Standard, and today we're talking about school options in the Kansas City area. We've got district schools, charter schools, magnet schools, private schools, and in case that's not complicated enough, a state line running through it all. Let's bring our other guests this morning in on this discussion. We'll want to hear from you, too, at 816-235-2888. Tricia Johnson of Show Me KC Schools, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you, Gina. It's great to be here.
What's the idea behind Show Me KC Schools?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit with a mission to help Kansas City families find the right school for their child right here in Kansas City. And so kind of like you said, we have a lot of choices within the Kansas City Public School District, the private, the parochial, the charter. And so we are trying to help parents make sense of what those options are and really give them a roadmap.
So what are the kinds of things that you hear parents talking about?
So it's interesting that you asked that. Last night, we actually had a parent-to-parent elementary school fair, and we had probably close to about 90 parents there. And we gave them a really simple survey, and we asked them what is influencing your decision about where to send your child to school. And what was interesting was most of them said parent feedback or the opinions of other parents. That by far was the most important thing.
So more than test scores?
More than test scores, absolutely.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that people feel more comfortable with a place that they know people like them are also sending their kids?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they want to go to a school where they know that their neighbors are going to school or that has a good reputation among the community. Yeah, so parent feedback, reputation. The second most important thing that parents said was diversity. As I think you mentioned earlier in the show, kind of followed by tuition and then academic achievement.
Do you think that there's sort of a self-selecting process of people who are coming to a place like Show Me KC Schools to make this decision, that diversity might be especially important to this group of people?
I do think you're right. It was a really interesting group of people. And so I think a lot of the people that are drawn to our nonprofit and to the online resource that we provide, those people really see themselves as part of the solution in our school district. So they want to invest in our schools, and they don't want to sit back and wait for the schools to improve on their own. They want to be a part of the solution. And those people see themselves as real critical links in making their child's school better.
This idea of involvement is really interesting to me. Sam Zeff, education reporter, you brought this up earlier, too. I guess it seems like not every parent has either the ability to be investing a lot of time in making a school function up to their standards. And furthermore, it doesn't seem unreasonable for a parent to want to just send their kids to a school that is solid on its own. Do you think that there's some judgment cast on parents who don't want to essentially dedicate themselves to being activists on behalf of their kids' schools?
Absolutely. I think, you know, this community of parents, they are, for the most part, the ones that we saw yesterday and the ones that have been really engaged are pretty active. And they do want, you know, the best school for their child.
Sam, what do you think?
Well, I think that you're right. I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to expect that your local public school is going to give your child an adequate education. I think we know that not all school districts are created equal. But I also think that when you move into an outstanding school district, that by the time you start to parse elementary schools, which elementary school is slightly better in test scores than another elementary school, I think you probably are not taking the entire picture into account. And there is something to be said for those things that you cannot test in a school. It's administration, how involved the faculty is, and you only know that by talking to other parents and visiting and being in that school yourself.
Let's hear from someone who doesn't necessarily buy into some of the things that are said about the schools in Kansas City, Missouri, and we'll talk when we come back from that about myth versus reality.
My name is Laura Garcia, and here at James Elementary, I have two daughters. It's my neighborhood school, the one the district assigned us, but it's a great school. I think we have good schools around here. My kids used to go to Carver, but I switched them here because it's closer. But I really don't think there are bad schools. I think it all depends on the determination and effort by the kids and on parents supporting them and helping them. I think it also depends on support for our teachers so they can make the school great.
So, Sam, how this idea that the schools are as good as you make them, what do you think of that?
I think it's absolutely true. And I think here's the secret to most schools, and that's the principal. If we can go back to my own personal experience, my son graduated from Washburn High School in Minneapolis. 2 or 3 years before he started there, that school was they had driven it off the cliff. They replaced the principal, who in turn churned the staff and turned it into an outstanding school. So I think for me, the key is it's not just the involvement of the parents, which is great, but it's how the school is administered. And if you go into a school and you feel good about the principal, I think you're going to have a really good experience there.
Well, let's hear now from someone who made this decision in what I would have thought is an unusual way, but in fact turns out not to be so unusual.
I'm Debbie Sicoli, and we go to Prairie Elementary. It's 2 blocks from our house. When we moved in, our realtor was really adamant about what a great school it was. We looked it up online, looked at the different ratings, and all the people in the neighborhood just love it.
Realtors. Are realtors, like, driving forces in our education system and in parents' choices about it?
Yeah, a lot of the parents that I have talked to, you know, that live within the Kansas City Public School Districts, have talked about stories about realtors encouraging them to buy homes on the other side of state line and how they really had to discourage the realtors from those homes and really say, make it a point to say, we want to live in Kansas City, Missouri.
Let's talk now with one of our callers. Ruth in Kansas City, Kansas, called 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share with you guys some of my personal experiences. I grew up in Johnson County schools in the 80s and 90s. My mom worked 2 or 3 jobs to keep us in Johnson County so we could get the good schools. Transportation and crime and quality education were very important to her. I moved to Kansas City, Missouri as an adult. I started a business. And then I ended up moving back to Johnson County when I had kids, back to my elementary school in Mission, Kansas. And I found a lot of the things that had driven my mom to Johnson County weren't really there for my daughter. The transportation was definitely an issue. The budget cuts had eliminated all but one bus. And as a kindergartner, I just couldn't expect her to cross busy streets. So that created a problem. They cut their math tutor because of budget cuts. Their counselor was there a half a day a week. These became issues for me. So I homeschooled her, which was easy to do in Kansas. And I homeschooled her for 2 years, and that's an option you guys hadn't really touched on, was the homeschooling.
Yeah, well, actually, Sam's done a lot of reporting on homeschooling. Sam, what can you tell us about that?
She's right. It is very easy to homeschool in Kansas. All you have to do is show the state that you've given your child 186 days of instructional time. You have to register as a private school, but that's a pretty easy thing. In Missouri, the record keeping is a little bit more stringent, but not very much. The whole mission of most homeschoolers is to clear the obstacles away and make it as easy as possible. In some states, homeschooling is actually growing faster than kids who go to charter schools. The overwhelming reason is still religious, but people homeschool for all different kinds of reasons, up to and including they just want to hang out with their kids, which I kind of find kind of nice.
So, Tricia Johnson of Show Me KC Schools, do a lot of the parents that you talk to consider homeschooling as one of the options they may be considering?
You know, that has been some of the feedback about our website is, you know, can we provide more resources about homeschooling, you know, for those parents? And so that's something we're definitely looking into doing.
Let's talk to one of our callers, Shelley in Kansas City. Hi, Shelley.
Hi there. I'm so glad you're talking about this. We're looking at our options in Kansas City for our little boy who will be in kindergarten next year. And I went to the Show Me Casey Schools event last night, and it was great. And I just had a question that I couldn't ever really understand and was hoping you could help me with. There were a couple of schools there, like, for example, Border Star Montessori in Kansas City, as well as the Foreign Language Academy. And I understand that they're public schools, but they have kind of a special I can't remember what they called themselves, but they were talking about how they're not accredited within Kansas City school districts. I just didn't know if you could help me clear that up, how those schools are different and what that meant exactly.
Sure. Well, Sam used the term magnet school earlier, and these schools used to be called magnet schools, but now they've actually changed the term and they're signature schools. And so they are Kansas City public schools, and they are provisionally accredited, as is the entire district. It is provisionally accredited right now. And so they're working toward gaining their full accreditation.
Let's talk now to Denise in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Denise.
Hi. My focus is a little different because I'm a parent with a child with special needs. And so we had, like a lot of other parents who have children with special needs, a devil of a time just trying to find an appropriate placement, not because of any of the niceties, because we used to live in Kansas City, Missouri, and finally had to move when he went to fourth grade because it was so challenging to find a school that was going to be academically sufficient for him because, like any other parent, I want my child to learn. That's why I'm sending him to school to learn the basics, the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, all of that. And it was just tough to find. My child went to three different schools in his kindergarten year just because of issues with finding an appropriate placement. The first school was a parochial school in Kansas City, Missouri, and we were asked to leave after the first day because of his issues that they, as a private school, I figured, didn't have to take on. Then we went to another school in between. Then he aged out of that program, and so then we ended up moving into a charter school, which he ended up, as it was explained to me, he's a problem as opposed to he has a problem.
Oh, no.
And so then his first grade year, we moved him to a signature school in Kansas City, Missouri.
And that's essentially another term for magnet school, right?
Correct. And actually with 4-star. And we did fine, except for kids like mine with special needs are expensive. Kids in general are expensive to teach, but then to provide the additional resources and everything that's necessary to teach a child with special needs is even more expensive. And they, unfortunately, just don't have the resources. And I feel for the caller who called earlier and left the message saying about how some parents just don't have the resources to make a decision to move to a different school, and so you kind of have to deal with what you have. We were not in that situation. I will say I'm fortunate, and I feel for those parents who can't move because we ended up moving to Du Valley, and I will say that every dime that I've had to pay was so absolutely worth it for the school. Because I loved living in Kansas City, Missouri, loved my neighborhood, loved my neighbors. We lived there for 14 years before we moved. So it was a really hard decision for us, but the schools have been absolutely worth every second and dime that we've had to pay to move across the border, the state line border, to get to a better school district, and my child is absolutely thriving.
Let's get some response to this. First of all, Tricia Johnson, do you feel that there are adequate options for families with kids with special needs in the Kansas City, Missouri schools?
You know, that is a really interesting question. And I have to say some of the feedback we've gotten from our website has been from parents with children with special needs. And we're going to launch another site soon, which we're calling Show Me Casey Schools 2.0. And we will have we will address the topic of special needs, and we will try to really focus on schools that do go out of their way to serve children with special needs. I am really fortunate. I have two children and they don't have special needs. And so I have not been in that situation where I have really had to advocate on their behalf and really get to know which schools are the best at supporting those students. Sam, do you have any experience?
You know, generally public school districts, because there are federal and state mandates around special needs children, do a better job of providing those services. But it also changes district to district, right? I mean, it depends on the commitment that the superintendent, that the board, and then the associate superintendents who would be in charge have to make that program not just available for special needs, but to make it outstanding so that the kids within it thrive. And there's no central place to go until Tricia, of course. And now it's Angie's List almost, right? I mean, that you get to hear other parents and what they experienced. And if you know that, I think you can make some better decisions. But there's no place that you can go that you can find ratings for special needs. You just have to go. You have to visit. You have to know what you're looking for, what the special need is, and recognize it when you see it.
Sam, how are schools assessed more generally?
There is the No Child Left Behind Act, which means that there are proficiency standards in every state, and that includes Kansas and Missouri. Standard testing for fourth graders in math and language arts. The issue with that is that proficiency in states are whatever the states want to say it is. So, for example, it is easier to be proficient in math and language arts in Kansas because the standards are lower than they are in Missouri. And as such, it's really difficult, especially in a homogenous area like this, where you easily cross state lines and you may work in one state and live in another, to actually compare apples to apples. There's research that does that, but you got to dig pretty deep to find that.
Central Standard is headed off to a break. What about you? How did you pick your kids' schools? Or if you're still undecided, what is it that has you pulled in different directions? Join the conversation at 816-235-2888. Central Standard will be right back. You're listening to Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman. Today, I'm in the studio with education reporter Sam Zeff and Tricia Johnson of Show Me KC Schools. We're talking about the tough decisions parents make when thinking about their kids' educations here in Kansas City. You still have a little time to weigh in. 816-235-2888 is the number to call. And Sam, right before we went to break, we were talking about how schools are assessed. Do you think that when parents are making decisions that they understand, for example, the test scores they see, that they understand the information that's out there correctly?
No, because I think it's very difficult to get to information that actually standardizes the standardized tests. There's ways to do that, but it's not as simple as going to the Kansas Department of Education website, looking at those scores and saying, oh, well, now I can compare this school in Olathe with this school in Lee Summit. Unless you dig a little deeper, you can't really do that. So no, from that standpoint, I don't think you can. But there's a lot of other reasons, as Tricia talked about why you pick a school. You may not necessarily academics. Fall down the list a little bit. I think it's all good information, but in the end, there is a feel that you get, I think, when you walk into your kid's school and you think, yeah, this is right for me.
So, Tricia, for you, what do you think when you're talking to people is the biggest misconception out there, something that you're frequently clearing up for people?
I think there are a lot of assumptions about Kansas, about schools in Kansas City, and a lot of generalizations. And so really what Show Me KC Schools is trying to clear up is we're trying to help parents see that every school is really unique and individual. And so we're helping them to look at the choices school by school, as opposed to, well, all of these schools are underperforming. We've got to leave. We've got to move to another district. And so that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to help them look past, maybe just test scores as well. Again, I talked about Show Me KC Schools 2.0, but we'll have 3 years of testing data. So hopefully parents can see that, while the school may not have, the best scores, they are improving and they're on the right track.
Sam, what do you know about the role religion plays in people's thoughts on school choices?
Well, I think it plays the major role if you're going to decide to homeschool. I think that it depends on somewhat how you yourself were raised. I came up through a public school system, and that is my bent. But I think if you came up through a parochial school system, if you had a great experience in a diocesan school, that you're going to want to put your kids in that situation.
Well, we talked to a parent the other day at Visitation Catholic School, and here's what she had to say about choosing a private religious education.
My name is Hunter Cook. My children go to Visitation Catholic School in Kansas City, Missouri. One of the most important things to me in choosing a school for my children was finding a community and environment that would teach and reinforce my children the values that we hold close to our hearts in our home and family life. Catholic school was just a natural fit for that. I myself went to public school as a child, and so did my husband. But increasingly, I see that Christian values are not always encouraged in public school, that those types of practices are downplayed more than they were, say, 50 years ago.
Sam, do you think that's accurate? Do you think there was a time when religion and public school had more of a relationship with one another?
Yeah, it certainly did when I was in school. You sang depending, you know, it didn't make any difference what religion you were, that, you know, you sang Christmas carols in the Christmas pageant. And I think that there was a little bit more acceptance of some bit of religion. Even though by the time I was in school, you wouldn't do a daily prayer. But I think there was more of an acceptance of some sort of religious undertone to education. I think now it's very difficult for public schools to inject religion, as well it should be. I think that it is a public school, and if you want that religious education, and that's fine, there are plenty of schools that you can go and get that.
Let's talk to Catherine in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I called in because I just wanted to add to the conversation. We are sending our son to Hale Cook Elementary at 73rd in Pennsylvania in Kansas City, Missouri. And we actually moved back to Kansas City, Missouri 2 years ago, and one of the primary drivers was I wanted to send our son to Hale Cook, and we're thrilled.
Can you explain what Hale Cook is, in case our listeners don't know?
Sure. Hale Cook is an old elementary school located at 73rd in Pennsylvania, and it closed, I think, in 2009, finally. It was mothballed by the district, and there was a group of parents and community and neighbors called Friends of Hale Cook that worked with the district for 2 or 3 years to get that school reopened as a neighborhood public school. It's been reopened. They did an incredible job. The principal is awesome. The teachers are fabulous. Her son is so happy.
Catherine.
And I am so, so thrilled.
I have a question for you. Something that I've been curious about this school is, as I understand it, they're introducing one grade level at a time, or that the school is growing as the children kind of enter into it and filter through the different grade levels. Do you have any anxiety about the future of just that the school will continue to grow at the pace of that your kids are moving through it?
You know, I don't, because the Friends of Hale Cook did a survey, and I think it was less than 2% of children elementary school aged in the boundary areas that actually go to Kansas City Public Schools. So there is a huge area of growth. The other thing that gives me some confidence in our decision is that when the school doors opened in August, the classes were not full. I think a lot of people were kind of wait and see, and now all of the classes are full, I believe. And I think now that people can come and see the school and meet the principal and, you know, again, see for themselves in the show me state what's going on, I am not concerned. There's so many people, we live in Brookside, and so many people that everybody knows move out when they have kids. And, you know, this is a viable option. One more thing I want to say about it is we had our parent-teacher conferences a couple weeks ago, and our teacher told me that she had almost 100% turnout from parents at the parent-teacher conferences, and I think that is exactly the information I needed to really bolster that decision that we made to send our son there.
Sam.
You know, I was at Hale Cook on the first day of school when it opened, and I have to say it was very impressive. The parents were so happy. I met the principal, and she was terrific. And this is really an innovative way of the Kansas City School District trying to grow, trying to keep people in the district. I was just a big fan of that school when I was there.
And I was going to say, I think this is, you know, just. Represents just a lot of the momentum we're seeing amongst parents in Kansas City Public School District right now. So we've got Friends of Hale Cook, which reopened this neighborhood school. We have a group in Midtown Kansas City, Midtown Community School Initiative, and they put out a request for proposals, and they will be opening two charter schools with Citizens of the World. In 2016, I think Kansas City Public School parents were really vocal about schools being, you know, between 7th and 12th grade, and their desire to have middle schools again. So we opened, you know, two new middle schools this year. So I think parents are, again, seeing themselves as part of a solution to our schools.
Sam, tell us more about this Citizens of the World thing.
Well, first of all, let me just say that the middle schools that Tricia referenced just opened this year. They remodeled them, spent millions doing that. And I was at one of them a few months ago, right after the new MAP scores came out. And it's absolutely beautiful. And it's exactly what I think the district needs to do to keep people in the district, and saying, you know, we're gonna educate your kids, we're gonna keep them safe, and we're gonna create a school which is every bit as beautiful as anything that you're gonna see in Shawnee Mission or Blue Valley or Olathe.
Something that I think a lot of parents wrestle with is the idea that when you go to a school that isn't a district school, that if all the parents who believe that involved parents go somewhere else, that you are then depleting the public schools the district schools further of that resource of involved parents.
I think parents are, are they more involved because they seek out a charter school? I'm not so sure that that is. I don't think that that's an absolute. But I think when you pick out a school, I think you want parents who are involved because that sort of support does a lot of wonderful things for schools.
Let's talk to Susan in downtown Kansas City. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you? I work in downtown Kansas City, but I live north of the river, and I am calling to share that it's not just Kansas City, Missouri public schools that people wrestle with about where to go. We chose our current neighborhood specifically so that we could attend English Landing Elementary in the Park Hill District, and we left our old school district because they had a boundary change, and we did not... We're not excited about the high school that our children would one day attend. And I didn't want to be that parent who ran away from schools with poor reputations. But
tell me more about your idea about that parent.
Well, you don't be that parent like, oh, no, it's a crappy school. A crummy school. So I don't want my kids to go there, that somehow my kids are so special that they should not attend a school that may have some struggles. But a teacher gave us the advice that you really should avoid having your kids be the poorest or the wealthiest kids in their school, and that if you want your kids to go to college, then you should surround them with other kids who will go to college. And so we let that be our guide, and we chose the school where we attend now, but we did not run away from economic or a diverse population. 34% of the kids in our school are in the free and reduced lunch program, and 25% of the students are diverse students. So I specifically did not want to choose a school that had only affluent white kids in it, because I don't think that that is good for my kids' learning experience either.
I want to talk to Sam Zeff about some of this. I think parents do feel sometimes conflicted between what they think is sort of right in a moral or idealistic sense and what they think is going to be actually best for their kids given the options that they have.
Sure, but I think that there are clearly clearly school options, and our caller certainly found one that fulfills the diversity that that I think a lot of parents want. But also a school where the academics are rigorous, and your child is going to be safe and feel like they're going to thrive. There's a lot of great school districts north of the river. Park Hill is a great school district. Liberty, North Kansas City. There are a lot of great suburban Missouri school districts that we don't talk a lot about. But north of the river, those are some really fine schools up there.
I don't mean to sound like some kind of commie here, but it is kind of strange that there isn't a greater sense of equality among educational options, particularly different public education options.
I think that's more of a socialist attitude than a communist one, but that's a different show. But you know, I mean, the fact is that there, you know, neighborhoods and cities, there's a reality, right? I mean that in Shawnee Mission, you can raise the property tax by $1 mil or $1 on $1,000 of assessed valuation, and you can raise millions with that. You can raise property taxes in some smaller school districts in Western Kansas by $1 mil and raise a tenth of that. So there is a natural difference between school districts, and unless we're going to nationalize education, that's always going to be the case.
So as we go out on this show, I just is any last parting words of wisdom for parents making decisions out there?
You know, I think it is a I think there's this big organic thing. I think it's a test scores. I think it's how you relate to the principal. I think it's the other parents in the school. I think it's creativity. You know, I always think when you walk into the school and you talk to a few people, you have to trust your gut and you have to trust your feelings.
That's all the time we have for today's conversation. Thanks to everyone who participated in today's show, from parents we interviewed to those who chimed in through our Tell KCUR prompt and called in the show today. And Sam Zeff, education reporter for KCUR, thank you.
Pleasure's mine.
Tricia Johnson of Show Me KC Schools, it's been a real pleasure meeting you today.
Thank you, Gina.
Tomorrow, it's a food show. We have something for everyone as Thanksgiving approaches, whether you're staying in town or hitting the road. Call in tomorrow with your favorite restaurants within 250 miles of Kansas City. Places worth making a detour on a long road trip. That's tomorrow at 10. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with help from so many people today, I can't name them all. I'm Gina Kaufman. That's it for today. Stick around for Up to Date.